Pat McInerney on percussion and mixed it at Jack's Tracks. And all of a sudden, I was able to work in Ireland, and that made it all work for me. Now, one of the great things about Sean Kane, he comes from a family of singers. His brothers all sing, his aunts sang, his sister sings, and they have a deep traditional background. And we didn't want to just do modern material. And this is a classic song that I don't think I've ever heard anybody sing it better than Sean. And it's called The May Morning Dew.
How pleasant in winter to sit by the hearth, listening to the barks and the howls of a dog, or in summer to wander the wide valley through, and to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning dew. Summer is coming, oh, summer is here, with the leaves on the trees and the sky blue and clear, and the birds are singing their fond notes so true, and the flowers they are springing in the May morning dew. The house I was reared in is but a stone on a stone, and all round the garden the weeds they have grown, and all the kind neighbors that ever I knew, like the red rose they've withered in the May morning dew. God be with the old folks who are now dead and gone, and likewise my brothers, young Dennis and John, as they trip through the heather, the wild hare to pursue, with their joys they in the May morning
dew. Absolutely beautiful. beautiful there. That's Sean playing the whistle as well. And when you hear a singer like this and you hear him up close, it just, to me, there is nothing that can touch it. And Sean is a great, great singer. And this was the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful friendship and relationship. We've done in all three albums together over the years, and we're still very close friends and see each other as often as we can. And he's starting to play more in the States. And if you ever get a chance to go see Sean Kean, take yourself and go, because you will not be disappointed. So this was the way our journey in Ireland began, and what a beginning. And it was a good friend of ours down in Cork named Philip King, who had worked with on the Bringing It All Back Home documentary. He's a very proud Cork man, and he encouraged myself and Carol to go to Cork and spend time there. And we met a wonderful banjo player there. He also plays great guitar, and a great singer himself named Mick Daly. And Mick is part of a group called the Lee Valley String Band. And this band has been going for the session. In Ireland, they have these things called sessions in a pub. They're not a performance. You don't pay to go in. No microphones. A group of musicians usually sits in a corner and plays pretty much for themselves, but anybody else who wants to lend an ear. And they might get a few pints from the publican in reward for their efforts. And this group, the Lee Valley String Band, started back in 1968 as a session, and it is still going. And when we arrived, it was coming on 1998, and that was 30 years. So I suggested that maybe it was time for a CD. And they took me up on that suggestion, because in these sessions, I was really taken back to the days in Cambridge when the Charles River Valley Boys, Bill Keith and myself and Joe Val, we were all jamming together so much of the time. And the repertoire that the Lee Valley Band has goes from Jimmy Rogers all the way up to Tim O'Brien or Guy Clark, and covers the waterfront of country music the way I like it. And so let's get into, we did a record, and it's called Corner Boys. They're local, where they have been for many, many years. It's called The Corner House in Cork. And if you're ever in Cork, drop into The Corner House. It's a wonderful pub. And here we are, singing Oh My Little Darling.
Don't you remember?
best. You can't beat that. That's the Lee Valley String Band with Chris Toomey, who was one of the original members in the from the 1968 session that started this group. Chris sadly passed away a year or so more ago, but what a great character. I can't begin to imitate his voice, but he had a voice like this, and he would talk like this, and took me to his pub, and the Joycians are over there, the Trotskyites are over here. he was just something else, and your ears weren't deceiving yourself. That was an auto harp in there. He played the auto harp, among other things, but mostly the auto harp in the Lee Valley String Band. And Mick Daly was singing the harmony. There's also a dobro, mandolins, a couple of mandolins, fiddle, bass, guitar, and a real string band. And I just loved it. And let's hear another one. And this is a much more up-to-date song called Out in the Snow.
Powder glowing, covering up the icy ground. I'm slipping and sliding down this dead end street like a sheep who's lost from the fold. I've been in the east and I've been in the west. I ain't never seen a night so cold. Suddenly a face at my window like someone I might have seen before. Thought it must have been my imagination when suddenly she opened up the door. And I never expected to see you again. Must have been 7 years ago. Now that you're here, why don't you come in? It's just too cold to be out there in the snow. Down in that old rocking chair, and she threw on another lump of coal. Said, what's a southern boy like you doing here, where the winter gets so lonely and cold? My history is a short one to tell. I've been traveling all these 7 years. I follow the music and the money now, and that's what I'm doing up here. She said I came up with my husband. He wanted to get away from Tennessee. He's out somewhere in the Rocky Mountains now, but it just got too cold out there for me. And I never expected to see you again. Then again, you just never know. Better stay here until the weather clears. It's just too cold to be out there in the snow. Thank you.
out there in the snow, and you might have guessed that is a more modern song done by the amazing Rhythm Aces originally. Russell Smith wrote that song, and it shows the range of the Lee Valley String Band. It's still a string band sound, but that was a modern song. And here's another. One of the great characters in the band at that time was a butcher named Mick Murphy, and here's, and he's kind of a rough and ready guy and a funny guy. And all of these people are characters in this band. And Cork is one of those places that has great tolerance for independent thinking people. It is known as the Republic of Cork. And it's one of my favorite places on earth. So here's Mick Murphy with My Heart's Tonight in Texas.
Distant state of Texas by the silvery old Grand, strolled a couple out one evening, was two sweethearts hand in hand. It was a rich man's pretty daughter and the lad she loved so dear, but tomorrow they must part for many years. My heart's tonight in Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie and that's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the silvery old brand. She was going to become a lady grand, and her father hopes for her, look for she'll win. And she went away next morning, and her heart was true to Jack, cause a letter came one day, and this it read. My heart's tonight in Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie, and that's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the silver Rio Grande. Stately ball in England stood our Texas last one night. The scenes were splendid and the lights were glistening bright. Sir Earl knelt beside her asking her to be his bride, but her thoughts were by the silvery old brand. My heart's tonight in Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie and there's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the silvery old brand. Texas, though I'm far across the sea. The band is playing Dixie, and there's where I long to be. That sister Earl I'll marry, and although here is my hand, my heart's tonight in Texas by the silvery old brand.
My Heart's Tonight in Texas by the Silver Rio Grande. That's Mick Murphy on the lead with Mick Daly and Chris Toomey on the harmonies. The Lee Valley String Band from Cork. One of the most favorite records I've ever made, I must say. I love to listen to it. It always brings a smile to my face and brings me back to many, many happy nights at the Corner House in Cork. And at this time, you might remember, I had started an album with John Prine of duets with women, and then John got the news that he had neck cancer. And this was right at this time when I was working with Sean Keane and with the Lee Valley String Band back in Nashville. John had his surgery and radiation treatments. And that summer, I came back to John and his wife, Fiona,